Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Friday, January 10th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, lawmakers in at least two states, including Michigan, discussing bills to limit how and when those under the age of 21 can use a cell phone. One state considering an outright ban for certain ages. Two, the first round of winter weather in 2020 has had Michigan power companies preparing days in advance for heavy rain, strong winds, ice, and snow. What you get all depends on where you live. Details coming up. And number one, billionaire Tom Steyer has qualified for next week's Democratic presidential debate, putting him on stage in Iowa alongside five other candidates. He'll join Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Amy Klobuchar, Bernie Sanders, and Pete Buttigieg on Tuesday in Des Moines. That is, unless the impeachment trial is underway, then there might be fewer candidates on stage. And that's how we start hour three of the Steve Gruber Show. Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday. It's one as we prepare for a big winter storm. Down south where I am in Hillsdale, rain. The latest estimate I saw, 4 inches of rain over the next, 36, 48 hours or so. Mid-state Lansing area, ice, maybe a half inch or more of ice. And up north, snow, 8 inches or more, depending on where you are. We'll talk with Jim Geyer, meteorologist, WLNS Lansing this hour. Tell us more about when and what to expect. Also, Steve Doolin, licensed attorney and real estate broker, member of the board of directors for the Michigan Coalition of Responsible Gun Owners, coming up in this hour of the Steve Gruber Show as well. Always a privilege and pleasure to be with you. Guest hosting on the program as Steve has a day off. If you don't know who I am, I'll tell you quickly. I'm the general manager of the student radio station at Hillsdale College. More info, hillsdale.edu, hillsdale.edu. And usually once a show, I give this little pitch, which is this. Hillsdale, as you might know, takes no money, not a penny, zero from the state, takes no money, not a penny, zero from the federal government, nothing at all. What does that mean? Well, it means we're independent. It's a good thing. And we have a lot of autonomy here over how we do things. That's fantastic. What does it mean as well? It means we don't get money, obviously, from the state. From the federal government means that our students can't take, federal student loans. So we rely on you, the royal you, for your support. Hillsdale.edu. If you look at our course book, we have page after page after page of privately funded grants and scholarships for our students to help them attend. I don't have the number at my fingertips, but, you know, compared to other schools, our tuition is relatively reasonable, and we keep it as low as possible, and we give, you know, these grants and scholarships, privately funded grants and scholarships to our students, but we can't do any of it without help from our friends and supporters. So keep that in mind, and hillsdale.edu, hillsdale.edu. You also can find me hosting Hillsdale podcasts and shows, the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. He's available on many of these fine radio stations and also as a podcast, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and more. This week's episode is out now. Talk with Charles Steele, economics professor here at Hillsdale. Tim Carney from the Washington Examiner. He had a cover story recently on Small Town America. We'll be introduced to Aristotle's Physics by Lee Cole, a professor here at Hillsdale. And an alum, Kevin Myers, tells us about starting his business, Lucy Darling. That's all in this week's Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. And very quickly, also the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, which you can find in those same areas, those fine places podcasts are found. Take a look for that as well. There is scheduled to be a Democratic debate on Tuesday. Now, depending on when Nancy Pelosi puts the impeachment articles in front of the Senate and when that trial begins, I actually saw a quote from, it was Tom Perez, that they might postpone this debate because senators have to be in Washington for any potential impeachment hearings in the Senate. At the moment, though, you've got Pete Buttigieg, you've got Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, and now Tom Steyer, the billionaire, has qualified for the debate. New polling yesterday giving him what he needs. He's doing well in South Carolina and in Nevada, according to the most recent polling. First polling of South Carolina since October by Fox News has Joe Biden in the lead by a large margin. He's at 36%. Who's in second place, though? Tom Steyer, 15%. Bernie Sanders, 14%. Elizabeth Warren, 10%. Meanwhile, out in Nevada, first poll since November out there, Joe Biden holding steady at 23%. Bernie Sanders also steady at 17%. Elizabeth Warren down 6 points at 12% support. And who's in third place out there? Tom Steyer at 12%. Tom Steyer, if you don't know, you've likely seen some of his ads. I would imagine he's been spending cash like crazy in across the country. A billionaire, he is very involved in the global warming, climate change fight. And essentially what he's been doing is ignoring, for the most part, Iowa and New Hampshire, and spending gobs of money in other states across the country to build up name ID in areas where other candidates are not competing at all. I mean, for the most part, Biden, Sanders, Warren, Buttigieg, they're not competing yet in Nevada or South Carolina, which leaves a vacuum, which Tom Steyer is entering as a guy who can build support through name ID. And name ID this early in a primary season is important. And if you can use your money, your billions, he hasn't spent a billion, but he's spent millions, many millions on ads, to increase name ID, there's a decent chance that you will be able to hit the debate stage and qualify and actually show up in these polls. And that's what happened. The other thing of note from these other two, these two state polls, South Carolina and Nevada, is that Joe Biden has a giant lead in South Carolina and leads by 6-7 points in Nevada as well. I don't know how these early states are going to play out, especially because we have the wild card of the impeachment hearings. If senators like Bernie Sanders, like Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar, Cory Booker as well, and Michael Bennet, I suppose, are not going to be in Iowa leading up to the caucus because they have to be in Washington for the impeachment hearing. Does that give Joe Biden another opening to perhaps rally his support and supporters in Iowa? This is getting close. This is, you know, less than a month away. The Iowa caucus is the first step of the 2020 campaign and the first step toward a nomination among the Democrats. And Iowa is still essentially up in the air. A lot of people thinking Amy Klobuchar is closing some gaps and perhaps can have a late rally, much like Rick Santorum did in 2012 in Iowa. But if she's not actually in the state leading up to caucus day, maybe not so much. And this debate Tuesday might be postponed, might have a few fewer candidates on stage. We'll have to wait and see about that. But Tom Steyer and maybe Michael Bloomberg is going to do the same thing here with his incredible spending in early states to build name ID. The Democrats are Biden is the clear leader, but he is not a slam dunk at this point. There's still lots of jockeying to do, no doubt about that. Steve Doolin coming up next. Chat with him about any number of things in the news. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a business owner, you wear many hats: accountant, HR specialist, skilled worker, and even CEO. The last thing you need to worry about is what's going on in the state capitol. Hi, I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber. In Lansing, we work hard to make sure legislation and regulations don't get in the way of running your business. We work to make a big difference on big issues such as filling the talent pipeline, controlling health care costs, and ensuring that Michigan has a fair and competitive tax environment. Your business is at the heart of Michigan's economy. We pledge to help you grow, create new jobs, and be an exceptional entrepreneur. At the Michigan Chamber, we fight for you in Lansing's capital so you can continue to grow your business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we are announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with school, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.